Terrace.com with manager Mark Mosley after a 4-3 defeat to Wealdstone. Mark, crazy match. Talk us through it.
Yeah, I think for the neutrals, you definitely got your money's worth coming in today. I think you saw two great sides going at it. You know, you can see why Wealdstone are top of the league. You know, good side. I think they, although we went 1-0 up, I think we didn't quite get the measure of them first half. I think they, you know, were patient in their build up, also had a direct ball as well, so it shows that they can mix it up and what a good side they were. And I felt we were just a little bit passive. And I think second half, we really rallied. I think we had a slight tactical change and we really took the game to them. And it was a bit of a killer blow, their goal, because we were really on top, started the game really well, and then all of a sudden we went 3-1 down. So it's always going to be difficult, but typical Weymouth fashion, we don't give up, we keep going to the end, and we, you know, got them two goals, went 3-0, and I could really only see one team winning it. But unfortunately, we've had a killer blow at the end, and again, through our own naivety, we haven't tracked the runner. You know, we've switched off, and at this level, it costs you. You know, and I think that we've learned some harsh lessons, and we haven't probably quite got the points that we deserved this weekend. But also, you can't feel sorry for yourselves, and we've learned a few harsh lessons.
Yeah, just looking back on their four goals, probably have to watch it back, but just frustrating how most of them seem quite sloppy. Sort of the first one, long ball over the top.
Yeah.
Second one, set piece. Third, switch off. Yeah. And fourth.
And uncharacteristic from us. We're usually quite well organised. You know, I think two of them might have even been own goals. So we haven't helped ourselves this weekend. That's all I would say, you know. And it's cruel on the players because they're doing so much good. We know we're playing some lovely stuff. We're working really hard. But like I said, we switched off momentarily and been a little bit sloppy at times. Not all the time, just at times. But you know, that's what this league's teaching us quickly, is that them small moments get punished at this level, and we haven't quite punished the other team enough when we've had good chances, and unfortunately at the other end we've been a little bit sloppy and been punished for it. But look, on the whole, I think the boys have really equipped themselves well, and it's been, you know, an okay start. A lot of lessons learned, a lot to improve on, but I think, you know, we're taking every game. I think every game you're seeing a true Weymouth team out there, and you know, I feel that every game we've done more than enough to win. We've had a great shout to win. I think, you know, we haven't quite had the rub of the green again.
Yes.
with the referees. You know, one of their players is very lucky to stay on the pitch, as on Saturday their captain was very lucky to stay on the pitch. But like I said, I say every week we can't control these things, we only concentrate on ourselves, and like I said, we've been masters of our own downfall, unfortunately, over this weekend, which is, you know, the lads are disappointed and we're frustrated with, because we've played some lovely stuff and deserve more.
And time to look at the positives. 3-1 down, but managed to pull it back. Character, determination, many qualities that we've seen under your leadership so far.
Yeah, I think it's been a characteristic of us, is that we never give up and we go to the end, and that is certainly the case. And you know, it makes that momentary lapse in concentration even the more frustrating, because you know, we really were in the ascendancy. I thought it was a great second half performance for us, and you know, like I said, it was an exciting game for everyone. The only thing is, we're on the back end of a bad result of it, but it shows how far we've come, that we're bitterly disappointed not to beat top of the table in the Conference South. So yeah, we're the new kids on the block, we're learning quickly, and we're going to have to learn quickly, and we're going to have to dust ourselves down and be ready for the next challenge. But you know, we usually react quick.
Yeah.
There's not many times we've gone two defeats in a row.
I can't remember
it's
the time.
It's very rare. It's not very, very rarely do we lose here, and very rarely, usually it's us scoring late and not them. So you know, we've had a taste of our own medicine, and we've got to suck it up and you know, get back to training, work hard, and continue to build on the positives, because there's been a hell of a lot of positives, and we've got to build on that, learn from the mistakes, and you know, make sure we go ahead stronger and get stronger as the season progresses.
Yeah, could you see this as sort of a learning curve, sort of like, because Wealdstone are an established team, like they sort of know when games get gritty and competitive, like they know how to win in a game like this in this league, and we've got to learn quickly and to do that.
Without a doubt, it's a massive learning curve for us, and we've got to learn quickly. But you know, Wealdstone, they're gonna, you know, good experienced manager, a good way of playing. Good players, you know, they were athletic, strong, quick, tricky, you know, so they had, you know, they had good players. But I think if you measure us up against them, we didn't fall short. So, like I said, that's definitely a big positive for us, and one we'll take heart in, but also, you know, we know we've got to learn quickly.
Yeah. When you start the season, do you have a point set in mind come end of the month, 8 games, so Tonbridge on Saturday, they sit bottom, go into the game looking as favourites, but it's always going to be a tough game. Do you have a points target in mind start of the month?
No, I think subconsciously you have a little look at three or four in front of you and you know what you're up against. But we've always sort of treated each game in isolation. I think of this league, you have to, because everyone presents a different challenge, a different way of playing. And you know, we'll take each game as it comes. It's always the way we've been. It's served us well so far. And I think that's always the case, as we'll carry on, is take each game as it comes, look at it in isolation, prepare the best we can, train the hardest we can, learn from the week before, respect the opposition we're playing, and see how far it takes us, and that's what we'll continue to do.
Yeah, and Tonbridge on Saturday, another team that got promoted, the same as us. It's an unknown quantity, but you know, do your homework and go there and, you know, show what we're about, and not a tough game, but we'll be up for it.
We certainly will, and like I said, we'll work hard this week to, you know, learn our lessons and try and get that 3 points, because that's ultimately what the game's about, is just getting 3 points. There's no point putting on a great performance and entertaining everyone and losing 4-3. You know, we know that the harsh side of football is we've got to get results, and you know, we need to get a result quickly on Saturday, but by believing in our process and the way we do things, that'll give us the best chance of winning.
And finally, just to mention for the fans, unbelievable noise they went. We made it 3-3.
Yeah.
Hard to top that noise.
Oh no, it was great, and it really did rally. I think you could see that second half performance was you know, the crowd really got behind us and rallied us. And you know, that's why we feel disappointed that we haven't quite got all 3 points from today. But you know, look, we're working hard. I think they can see that the players are giving it everything, and there's some really exciting football on there. I think, you know, we've drawn a few plaudits from the teams that we played as well, which is nice to know. So I think they can be proud of their team and the way that they're trying to play the game. And you know, hopefully we'll continue to get that back in, because what a difference it makes.
Cool. Thank you very much, and see you Saturday. Cheers.
See you Saturday. Thank you. Cheers.